Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillig is cut loose and out on the road looking for political trends along Route I-75. Todd's latest dispatch is from Centertown in western Kentucky.
Well, I'm standing just outside the Armstrong Kronos mine, just a couple miles outside of Centertown in western Kentucky. This is a below-ground mine, and on the top of the hill, about a quarter mile away, there's a big giant coal heap with a conveyor belt dumping coal right on top. And this, of course, is one of the lifebloods of Kentucky. Now, mostly in eastern Kentucky, of course, but mines here in western Kentucky, too. And I've been busy talking to a couple of the miners, the hard hats around here on their way out of the shift, about what mining means to their livelihoods and to their lives.
Everything. I mean, without the coal mines in just western Kentucky, period, I mean, that's what runs the whole community.
Both Allison Lundergan Grimes and Mitch McConnell are busy trying to convince voters and miners like these who's a better friend to coal. It's just one aspect of this marquee Senate race which could help tip the balance back in Washington. But here at the Kronos Mine, it's really about people's lives, their paychecks, their trucks. And by the way, most of the trucks and a lot of the cars in this parking lot have license plates that say, "Coal keeps the lights on." They say, "Friends of coal." Well, Allison Lundergan Grimes and Mitch McConnell have been trying to make friends of coal. And, well, I just wanted to stop by here and get a sense of what they think of their candidates on this last stop of our southern political swing.
Todd will be in Louisville tomorrow, which he can probably make on a full tank of gas from Centertown. This is The Takeaway.